Hello, I'm Joe Donnelly, and this is my podcast for Today FM. It's called Tins and Tunes, because I talk about some of the best albums of this century, and I recommend some tins of beer to accompany these albums. Cast your mind back to October 2005. Do you remember what you were hearing on the radio back then? Well, there was a lot of this kind of thing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was freak? Oh yes, Pussycat Dolls and Busta Rhymes. Oh, pure class. And there was this as well. Dear, Push the Buttons by the Sugar Babes, and a man who was yet to prove his terrific sense of humour on social media, the one and only James Blunt. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Yes, grim times if that wasn't the kind of music you liked. If you did like it, it was great. One afternoon, though, I was driving home from work around October 2005, and a song came on the radio that nearly made me crash the car in a good way, if you can crash a car in a good way. The band in question were an overnight success, but not really an overnight success. The internet had contributed to their initial discovery, and their debut album would go on to be one of the best of the decade. They were the Arctic Monkeys. The album was Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. And this was the song I'd heard on the radio. It's a song that leaps out of the speakers, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by Arctic Monkeys, from their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, which won the 2006 Mercury Prize. It didn't just win over the critics, it's still the fastest selling debut album by any band in British music history, and it's gone platinum 5 times since it was released, so that's over 1.5 million copies. The young lads from Sheffield, they did all right, you could say. I'll come back to their story of the rapid success in just a minute or two. But that song, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, is an absolute cracker. The opening riff, the frenetic pace of the drum beat, and the lyrics. Shakespearean references next to banging tunes and DJ sets and dirty dance floors. Alex Turner really captured the inelegant passion of the Northern English nightclub. It's the kind of song that surely nobody would try to cover, right? Well, remember I mentioned the Sugar Babes earlier? Yep, they went there. How bad is that? That was a B-side to one of the Sugar Babes' singles, their take on Arctic Monkeys' Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. Maybe it's not the worst, though, because in fairness, in July 2007, Tom Jones and Joe Perry of Aerosmith performed their own version of the song at the Concert for Diana at Wembley Stadium. Have a listen. Is that I don't really want you to, when your shoulders are frozen. Oh, that makes me feel a bit ill, actually. And I have a lot of time for Tom Jones. Another cracker on the album is Marty Bum. Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer as one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's way hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. Arctic Monkeys from the album Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. That was a bit of Mardy Bum. It's been well documented, but the band were really one of the first to harness the power of the internet, or at least their fans did, back when MySpace was probably the only legal and viable music sharing platform. And what they used to do is they'd burn their songs onto CDs and then hand them out free at gigs. And word spread quickly about the band, and their songs were circulated to and listened to long before they had mainstream radio airplay. Interestingly, though, the band had no direct involvement in this sharing, especially online. They didn't even know how to use MySpace. It's completely true. In an interview in November 2005, Alex Turner said, "The other day, someone said to us, 'I looked at your profile on MySpace.' I said, 'I don't know what MySpace is.' When we went to number one in England, we were on the news and radio about how MySpace had helped us. But that's just a perfect example of someone who doesn't know what they're talking about. We had no idea what MySpace was." So there you go now. The online buzz also brought them to the attention of record labels, and Domino, a small indie label based in London, signed them up really quickly. There was so much buzz and excitement about them that the album, the debut, had to be released earlier, a week earlier than planned, because there were concerns about songs being leaked online on file-sharing websites. You've probably seen the video for I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. This is what Alex Turner says at the very start of it.
"We're Arctic Monkeys, this is I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. Don't believe the hype."
Well, maybe people could believe the hype, and there was lots of it. The Enemy declared the Arctic Monkeys our generation's most important band. All the music press were leaping over each other to discuss how the band were pointing the way forward by using the internet to share and promote their music, which certainly turned out to be quite true. But the songs stood for themselves, in my view anyway. I suppose the difference between them and, say, Oasis was the songwriting of Alex Turner. The two bands brought a right sound at a right time. They had the right attitude. They were aloof and cool. They were from the working class background of Northern England. But Alex Turner wrote lyrics about the gritty nightlife of crappy discos and scraps with lads and getting pushed around by bouncers. He wrote about emotions and romance in a kind of obliquely honest and amusing way. And I think this marked them out as quite special and gave them such a strong connection with their fan base and the critics. When the Sun Goes Down was a song written about prostitution in their hometown of Sheffield. "She makes a subtle proposition. I'm sorry, love, I'll have to turn you down. Oh, we must be up to summer. What are the chances? Sure, it's more than likely. I've got a feeling in my stomach. Start to wonder what your story might be, what your story might be. Yeah, 'cause they said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And they said it changes when the sun goes down around here." Arctic Monkeys, the song is When the Sun Goes Down, and it's from their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. I'm Joe Donnelly, and you're listening to Tins and Tunes, a podcast for Today FM. That song actually inspired a short film about the subject of prostitution, an award-winning short film. It was written and directed by Paul Fraser and uses the same actors that were used in the music video for the song. But the album isn't all grim and gritty northern underbelly. The song Fake Tales of San Francisco is not just a two fingers, but also a headbutt to the fake poser bands, which presumably Alex Turner must have encountered. The lyrics are brilliantly cutting, and the music is, of course, exceptional. "And all the weekend rock stars are in the toilets, practicing their lines. I don't want to hear you kick me out, kick me out. I don't want to hear you, no, kick me out, kick me out. I don't want to hear you kick me out, kick me out. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to hear your fake tales of San Francisco echoing through the air." Arctic Monkeys and Fake Tales of San Francisco from the album Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. He mentions lads with trilby hats in the lyrics. He says, "There's a super cool band, yeah, with their trilbies and their glasses of white wine and all the weekend rock stars in the toilets practicing their lines." You know, I've often wondered, is he perhaps talking about Pete Doherty and the Libertines? Because I'd say the Libertines were a little bit annoyed that they were overshadowed so quickly and so much by Arctic Monkeys. But maybe it was just Alex Turner's own personal experience with rock star pretenders. He later sings, "You're not from New York City, you're from Rotherham. So get off the bandwagon and put down the handbook." It is very cutting. Andy Nicholson was a member of Arctic Monkeys. He was the original bass player, but he left in 2006. It seems he and the band, well, they just didn't really see a way of working together. He was suffering from fatigue after touring in North America. I don't believe it was acrimonious. He says they're still good friends today. After he left the band, he remained in the music industry. He was in a few different bands and he became a DJ as well. He also recently set up a new independent record label. But it did get me thinking, though, about people who leave a band and then the band go on to be phenomenally successful. Some years ago, I was working on a TV series and we did a piece about former members of boy bands, some of whom had left, some of whom were kicked out. And we interviewed this young lad, and I believe he was a member once of Westlife. And the question was asked of him, well, how do you feel about it now? You know, because they went on to be very successful and you didn't. And he said, oh, well, you know, sometimes I'd see one of them driving around in a Lamborghini and I'd be like, oh, God, you know, how did this happen to me? But then I'd also think, nice car. So I think you need a bit of a sense of humour and maybe a bit of a thick skin to survive going through something like that. Does Andy Nicholson have any regrets? Maybe, but I'd say he's come to terms with it. Recent interviews that I've read online with him suggest he's in a good place. It must have been exciting, though, being part of one of the most exciting debut albums of all time, with songs like From the Ritz to the Rubble. The song is From the Ritz to the Rubble and the band are Arctic Monkeys, from their album Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. The lyrical smarts of Alex Turner are one thing, but really the music was so intense and so brilliant, even though you could say it was a take on just classic indie or garage rock, they just brought an authenticity which was badly needed at the time and still is needed, and it gives that extra connection with their listeners and fans. Now, the most important part of Tins and Tunes is what beers do I recommend to consume with this very fine album? First one is an Irish one. It's 12 Acres is the name of the brewers, and it's a single malt lager. Yeah, of course, you got to go for lager with the Arctic Monkeys. 12 Acres, single malt lager. It's very refreshing, very medium-bodied. I don't know what that means. I'm just reading it off a website. But it's a bloody good lager, 4.2 ABV. Alternatively, grab 6 bottles of Spaten Oktoberfest and you'll be away in a hack. Listen, I've enjoyed this. I hope you have too. My email address is joe.donnelly@todayfm.com. Thanks for listening.